and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 325. How are we all doing? I was in first. Mike left me to my own devices. That never usually ends well with the chat. There's a few moving parts for it. Plus the fact, oh, so much to do. I am in charge of the chat and the audio and the dog. Bless her little cotton socks. She's lying down next to me, giving me an evil eye because she wants to be outside, but it's far too wet. So, how is everybody? Jonathan, sorry about that, Jonathan. But, you know, you were virtually first because I don't count, apparently. Oh, dear, what's this? I have no words. Two things upset me today. Oh, is this about now? Now, I didn't hear what happened to Chris Whitty, but I did hear Chris Whitty be asked about it. So I thought, what's this all about? And I had no idea. But he seemed very gracious, but then he's intelligent. So he was abused in the street by whom? Repeatedly called a liar. Well, you're going to throw that around. Here, Boris is way ahead of you in the queue. Oh, God. Jonathan, what have you done? At the bottom of that link you've sent, there's six more videos and one of them's Tony Blair. Well, it looks like Tony Blair's great-granddad, to be honest. But, oh, I will watch that later. What did they say to him? Let me know. Hello, Kim. Oh, not more. I haven't heard of a pandemic because I'm too stupid to read or watch the news. Is it that one, Jonathan? Let me have a look. Oh, no. There are no words. I made the fatal error, my fault entirely, of watching Boris's press conference. When will I learn? It's not even Boris. I mean, Boris on his own is bad enough. It's the questions. I'm sure Jonathan has heard the question from this older gentleman, shall we say, who had clearly had at least one of his jabs. Ask the question. Now, do bear in mind here, he's asking Boris, but he's asking Boris to make this apply nationally to the people who are too stupid to know that there is a global pandemic, or at least admit to it, and too stupid to follow simple rules like, and I quote, stay at home. Doesn't really get much simpler than that. So his question was, if you've had the first variant, what are you doing down there, madam? Don't be chewing cables. If you've had the first jab and then you've had the second jab and the people that you want to mix with, they've had their jabs as well, then why can't they meet up? And I'm like, head desk, because it doesn't kick in for a good few weeks. And then there's you carrying it, but not actually. You could infect others, but not yourself, basically. Then there's how are you getting there? That's putting other people at risk. There were so many reasons why not. And Boris, what are you doing? What are you doing? Don't let me find you eating anything down there. Boris has to answer these questions as if they're legitimate. And I'm just like, you are so stupid. You make Boris look intelligent. Oh, dear. Oh, they threw a party because they were bored and wanted some fun. Right, let's have a look at that one then. Hello, Pete. Kim, the pandas are on replay. Constantly. Luckily, Boris isn't. I mean, why a party? I have seen human nature at its absolute worst. I always used to think these apocalyptic dramas, you know, over-egged it. But from what I've seen with this, there isn't a risk if you don't go out. As long as you don't go out, you're fine. But people can't even manage that. I want to book my holiday. What for? That didn't end well for Captain Tom, did it? What for? There are no words. So, pandas it is, wall to wall. Hello, Tracy. The pandas have been out all day. Trust me. Oh, I would say, you know, don't watch the news, but, you know, to a certain degree, you do need to. And then you see things like that. And you know, the minute Laura Kunzberg comes on, I'm on my beta blockers. Because she just asks a question that's basically tomorrow morning's headline. She's very clever at asking a question that you can't possibly give her an answer that she doesn't want. And then she'll twist it round. Oh, the human race will die out. Do you know, that wouldn't be a bad thing, Jonathan, as long as it was based on intelligence. We could afford with shedding a few, but preferably the ones... This is the problem. The ones that are too stupid aren't the ones that are dying with this. It's everybody else. What can I say? Kim doesn't trust the news media. Neither do I. I don't know who's lying to who, to be honest, most of the time. I've given up. I watch it like, you know, what lies are we getting today? But mainly it was because it was 5 o'clock and we knew it wouldn't go on past 6 o'clock because there was a 6 o'clock clap for Captain Tom and Boris wanted to be there. So it wasn't going to be a long one today. It was about 40 minutes. Let's have a look. Some people are too stupid to live. You are so right, Pete. I wonder how they managed to breathe. But for the, you know, if breathing came with instructions, we'd be a whole lot better off. Because the ones who couldn't manage it would vacate and leave some space for the rest of us. If only we could work that out somehow. Some people, there really are. I mean, the guy in the socks. Yesterday's guy in the socks. Really? I wanted to watch the match with me mates. If that all, because that could be the last thing you ever do. Was it worth it? I guess for some of them, they think it is. But, you know, they are the type that will get away with it. They would totally get away with it. But they'd give it somebody else. What can I say? There are no words. No words at all. But how's everything else tech-wise? It's very quiet on the tech front, or is it me? Having said that, I did get a nice little upgrade to an app today. Not anything I was expecting. I do like things like that, where I get a nice surprise treat. And today was one of those days. I've had two apps that have changed their icon. One, I would have noticed because it was round and now it's square, because all the apps on macOS are square now because, you know, it's an iPad. But one of the others, I'm looking at it and I'm like, I can't get used to that. I don't like that. Tell you what, I'll share the icon with you, then I'll share the update with you and see which you think. The first one was like quirky and modern, I thought. So have a look at that one. Oh, why isn't that that? Why is that not working? There we go. That's better. The worst rollout in the nation. Oh, Kim, how do you manage it? What's that got? What's Pete got that he wants Chris Whitty to have? I did think Chris Whitty was incredibly gracious. Said he would grow up to be a meaningful member of society. I thought he did very well with it. Do you know, Chris Whitty might get one of those when all this is over. No, it wasn't Folger. It was one of the apps that you see it every week, but you probably don't notice it. One of those. It's the one that draws the arrows on the screen. Right, so if we've seen the first one, and then I'll post the second one, because the second one feels like a throwback to the Knights of the Round Table, as far as I'm concerned. Same colour and everything, but just that font. Where did that font come from? Like I say, the round table, I think. I thought the first one was quirky, you know, it's at an angle, but now everything has to fit the Apple ethos. All the icons will be black and white within a couple of years, I'm telling you, because that's what they've done with the rest of the interface. So what do you think of those two? Let me know. Which one would you prefer? Hello, Simon. How are you doing? Do you have snow? We still have no snow. It's 5 degrees, so it's far too warm for snow. We have, however, yet again, had biblical rain. So It was with Lola. Would you like to go in the garden? And she took one look and looked at me and basically said no. The eyes said, on your bike. And she turned around and went back in. What's with the period after the M? I'm not sure. I don't get that. It's nothing to do with what the app actually does. And just the M, when you actually look at it quite large, it's not as archaic as you would imagine. It actually looks like three ones. And then there's the dot, and I don't get the dot. I really don't. And the first one was kind of quirky. And it's for Marked. Does anybody use Marked too? It's a markdown viewer. It can do a lot more. I have demonstrated it. It isn't an editor. It is not a markdown editor. But what it does do is when you've got Marked in another application, be that Scrivener or Ulysses or anything else, it can give you a real-time preview of it. And you can set it to use a preview of your choice. And then once you're happy with it, you can export via Marked to like 19 different formats. So it's a really useful app. But that squiggle on the first one kind of said to me, like, quick and dirty, which is what the app is like. And now we've got that monstrosity to look at. And it does bother me. You know, I'm the one who changed the icon for Sublime Text because I didn't like it. I changed it to like an S in a test tube glowing green. And I love that. Oh, that was fabulous. So the icon really does make a difference to it. And I'm not for warming to that. It's a good job I hardly ever see it, isn't it? The only time I would see that, because my dock's hidden constantly and it's that small, I wouldn't see it anyway. My dock is the tiniest it will go. If I could nuke it totally, I would. So the only time I'd see it is when I bring Alfred up. But that is not good. Is it a new version? It is. It's an updated version. It's not a paid for update. It's just updated. And they've updated the icon to match the fact that everything has to be square for Apple now. Oh, now Kim personally likes icons to be odd shaped, not square. Easier for you to describe to your mother. That's very true. That and colour, very, very important. And I just like the way that a lot of them were kind of just twisted enough to look nice. But now they are all identically shaped. And like I said, I could well see that they'll make them all black and white. Because that's what they did to the sidebar. In fact, it got worse with the sidebar, didn't it, on Biggles? I installed Biggles on that laptop, if you remember. Big mistake. I mean, it's not that it's doing anything catastrophic. It's just like, really. And they took away the dedicated icons. Was it desktop or downloads? I mean, they're already all grey. Whereas until I think it was Lion, the downloads icon was green. It was a green background with a white arrow on it. And it was really clear. The colours make a massive difference. The only way I've got round that, and I don't think I've set it up on this machine yet, who has access to Pathfinder? Because Pathfinder has this option. You can have multiple sidebars. So from your sidebar, you can actually create another sidebar. Now you might think, well, why would you need one? You could edit the one you've got. The thing is, the default one is black and white. So they're all grey. But if you make another sidebar, you can add colours to it, which basically takes us back like 9 years. So now we can actually tell what one thing from another, which is definitely the way forward. That's definitely the way it needs to go. I haven't set it up yet, but it's one of the things I really must set up. revolting. Yes, it's not good. Right, what's Simon been up to? Hang on. One up after that. Do you know how to get copy and paste into a VM? The blurb says it can be configured to do that. Can't see how. I'd imagine that would be configured at the VM end. When you say configured to paste into a VM, you want to have something on the clipboard in Copium and then paste it into a VM. Let me see. I'll open up my VM. I may live to regret this, but I will open it up and actually try it. Good night, Jonathan. Right, so what's this ridiculous game? Grounded. You play tiny kids shrunken into an ant, then you try and survive in the garden. Okay, not heard of that one. Right. Grounded. No, not heard of it. Pete's thinking of getting Alfred and Bartender, worth bothering with, and better than Spotlight. Oh, Pete, do you really need to ask? Alfred is fabulous. Alfred itself is free, but that won't give you much more than you would get in Spotlight. But if you get the power pack, which can be bought in three different ways, I think, there is a power pack which is just for this version. There's a lifetime power pack, which I went for. And then there's this like Uber supporters power packy thing. Now, I got the lifetime power pack, not with this version, but with the previous version. So obviously I got a free update to this one. But then I decided I'd pay the extra and go for the super duper thing. I think the only difference you got was a difference in where you've got your license and it says I'm a power supporter thing. It just says like you're awesome. That's basically it. But I just felt I realised how much I rely on Alfred and I wanted to give him a little bit more money. So that was why. But the power pack gives you access to workflows and that's where the power is. The workflows mean that you can do things from Alfred and you wouldn't even need to open applications. So I can zip files, I can email files, I can change the tags on files, I can ping them over to Mike, I can do all sorts of things just using Alfred. Now, Bartender might be a bit tricky at the moment. Are you on Biggles or is that a silly question? You'd have to make sure at the point of purchase, because 4 is the latest version, but it only works on Biggles. So if you wanted it to work backwards onto Catalina, you need to make sure that you also get a key for Catalina. But again, Bartender is... I couldn't live without Bartender. I've got that much rubbish running in the menu. Stuff that I don't really feel that I need to see. Certainly not on an everyday basis. And what I do is I create a shortcut key inside Bartender, which is a really difficult shortcut key. It is not one that you are going to inadvertently thump. It's all 4 shortcut keys. So it's Control, Option, Command, Shift and B for Bartender. And when I press that, which obviously you need 2 hands for, it then opens up Bartender and you can do what you need to do without having to click on it. Which I appreciate. So I'd say those 2. Those are 2 of the top 10. The first 10 apps that I would install. It's really good. Right. So. Does it do anything more than Spotlight? Yes, it does. It would do more than Spotlight anyway. Even if you went for the free version. But the power pack is where it's at. Right. You want to have several clips that you can choose between. And paste as needed into the accounts program. Right. Let me have a look. I would need to find a text editor. Do I have it? Oh, I do. Sublime Text. Fabulous. Right. I have a text editor open. So we'd be looking to go into there and maybe paste in. It's just working. I don't need to do any magic. It's just working, Tracy. So what's the workflow you're trying to do? Because it works totally perfectly here. So my workflow is I have a shortcut key, which is Shift Option C, which brings up Copium. So on the Mac, I'm seeing a list of things, you know, my clipboard history, basically. I can use the arrow keys to go up and down. And then when I find the one I want, I press Enter. And because I activated that from the VM, it pastes it straight into the VM. So how is your workflow differing from that? Other than that, I would say, because I didn't do anything magic with that at either end. I didn't reconfigure the VM, nor did I reconfigure Copium. They're just working together. I'm pasting into Sublime Text on Windows. If it isn't pasting for you, I'm wondering if it's the receiving app. So what can we do about that? Let's have a look at that. Got some shortcut keys that you can configure. There is a task manager. What's that one? Oh, devices. Cool. Not that one. That is networking. That's the audio. I'm not seeing clipboard. Hard disk, camera. What's this one? What are you? Don't just sit there like that. Windows folders from a Mac. No, I nuked that. Right, let's see what's in the preferences at the end. Windows. No, there's applications. But that's mainly sharing Windows apps with the Mac, and I don't want to do that. If I'm in Windows, it needs to be locked up in a box in Windows. Show notifications? No. Switch to full screen over my dead body. And share Mac apps with Windows. Did I mention over my dead body? I don't see anything there for just the clipboard because it wouldn't be needed. The clipboard's automatically... Oh, hang on. Right, down the bottom there, we have share Mac clipboard. Mine's already ticked and I didn't reconfigure it, so I would have thought yours would be. But if yours isn't, then we can fix it. Right. Spotlight seems to be really slow on Biggles, even after you run Cocktail. Have you gone into the Spotlight preferences in your system preferences and had a look what's excluded? Sometimes I exclude stuff because, you know, it's irrelevant anyway and it speeds it up a bit. So Spotlight, yeah, not that I ever tinker with it. There it is. Okay. You can take ticks out of certain things. Now, I haven't. What I did turn off was Spotlight suggestions in Lookup. That was like, you know, you're looking for this, you might want that. But some of the things you could turn off, if you've got like millions of mail messages, you could turn the mail messages off if you don't want to search them from Spotlight, which I never, ever, ever would. So I don't know why I've got it turned on. But then I don't particularly use Spotlight. But do remember that the Spotlight index at system level is basically what Alfred's querying. That's what anything is querying. So if HowdaSpot is also querying that index. But I've got a tick in everything and it's not that bad. How many external drives have you got turned on? Because that is one thing that will completely slow it down. That was one thing I turned off in Alfred. Alfred has the ability for you to type eject and then the name of a drive and it will unmount it. But the thing is that if the drives, and this is like a chain of events that get you to this point. If the drive at system level has been told to go to sleep, then when you activate Alfred or Spotlight, it's going to take an age for the drive to turn back on again. So think about how many drives you've got on. Good night, Simon. Right. Should go for Alfred with a lifetime upgrade and get Bartender from the sounds of it. Absolutely. They're both fairly inexpensive for software, even for the lifetime one. And the Bartender guy has been fantastic. I first picked up Bartender when it was in alpha. The first version he was making it, and I remember pinging him and asking him about the license, and the poor guy, it was like, you can put it on as many Macs as you want and you can use the trial for as long as you want. I'm thinking, if you can get rid of those icons in the menu bar, I am going to bestow my firstborn on you. I just wanted rid of it. So I remember saying to him, you know, £7 is like ludicrously cheap, just saying, because it really was. And he was very, very good, and he's still going now, and I know he has had a lot of trouble because every time Apple change something internally, they do something to break Bartender. Every OS iteration breaks Bartender, and he is there fixing it. But he did have to draw the line between version 3, okay, that is up to Catalina, but version 4 is for Biggles onwards. He cannot make it work backwards. There's just no way. There's too many changes. The version I had was 3 on Biggles, so I had to install 4, and it said there was a free, it was free while it was in beta, it said. So I'd had it on there for about 3 or 4 weeks, and I get this notification that it needs to be updated. So I updated it. Then it said it needed to be paid for, so I thought, fair enough, I'll do that in a minute, you know, as you do. And after about 2 or 3 days, I'm like, I really need to sort this out. By this stage, as I said, purchase, it said there's an update. And I thought, what do I do first, the update or buy it? I thought, I'll do the update. So I did the update. And there was this message popped up that said, so sorry. This is still free. You do not have to purchase it. It was a bit of an issue with the last update. So I could have carried on using it. So I click the purchase anyway button, get through to the website. And there's another huge message that says you do not have to purchase. So I clicked purchase and puts all the details in. And I get yet another message that says, seriously, you do not have to purchase it this year. You can wait and use it for free. And I thought, will you just take my money? I think he felt really bad. So he's a good developer. He's a good developer and worth supporting. If you want a free alternative, there is one called Vanilla, which I know Kim uses. Right. So Tracy says, don't know. It just won't paste anything. But the last copied item, as if I'd used the standard. Right. OK. Let me have a look at what that link is. And then I will talk you through how to enable it if it's not already enabled. Let's have a look. Right. Have you got your VM running? In fact, you don't even need your VM running. If you go into the preferences of Parallels, now this is the one where you've got at the top five items: general, options, hardware, security, and backup. If you do have a VM open and you're looking for it, it's the cog on the right-hand side of the window. So you'll have the name of your VM in a window and you'll have the traffic lights on the left. The name of the VM will be in the middle. All the way across to the right-hand side, you'll find Configure, and that will open up this dialog box of which we speak. Oh dear, you're using Fusion. That's not good. I have not used Fusion since forever. But the way that's worded, where it says can be configured to paste, is there something that needs to be done at that end? Because with Parallels, it just works. I have not had VMware installed since forever, honestly, that long ago. Let me go in and have a look at the preferences in here. Preferences. Right. iCloud Sync. Don't all laugh at once. You have installed the Helper app, have you? That's the first thing. So in the preferences of Copium, and I know the preferences drive me insane, you can only configure one item and then it twangs out again. But at the top of preferences, so click on the cog on the bottom left, go up to preferences. The first item is the Copy Helper app. So for a start, it might need that. Right, then below that, we have got, that's all to do with appearance. We're not interested in that. All that. Oh, you turn round, have you, Lola? Keyboard shortcuts. No. Is it Copy for special apps? Have you had a look in there? If your application uses special copy and paste shortcuts instead of Command and C and Command and V, specify the shortcuts below. These shortcuts will be automatically invoked on your behalf during the auto paste and start copy paste. Could be that. Might need Control instead of Command. Other than that, there doesn't look to be much there that can be configured at this end, does it? I'd have a look at that first and then see how that goes. Want to swap notes. Oh, good grief. Yeah, that's a good idea, isn't it? We'll have a look at that. I've got a full list, but it's not really in the best format for sharing. It's, you know, each show is a separate page. We did ponder that. We came up with a spreadsheet, I think, at one point. We didn't actually populate it. It was like, would it be better in a spreadsheet? The first 2 weeks in February, you know what January's like. I mean, January's just horrific. I hate January. It starts off with a VAT return, then it morphs into a tax return. And then all the cars need looking at in February, and we've got the Munich thing. Which this year, that's going to be a tinge tricky, isn't it? 2,500 people on the forecourt of Old Trafford. Yeah, that's not happening. Not even with social distancing. So it's been incredibly busy. But March should be easier, she laughably said. I think I said that last year and look how that ended. I'm not going to say that again. No. But I don't know really what you would want in there, whether it's just a list of what's covered and when, or whether you want notes from it. Because if you're making your own notes, you know what you're making notes of. I don't think there's anything apart from that option to change the keys, Tracy, that's going to do you any good. You could potentially try adding Control and C and Control and V. But if you're going down the list and pressing enter, one, you'd need the helper. But apart from that, I think you're going to need to control it from the other end. I do have options in Parallels for the clipboard, but I've not had to change them. So the default on Parallels is, it says more options and they're basically random. The first one is to sync the time from the Mac. The second one is like two checkboxes and it's share Mac clipboard and preserve the text formatting. So that's where that's coming from. If I didn't want it to share the clipboard, then I'd obviously toggle that off. But at the moment, that's where it's coming from. Let me grab that. Let's do that. I'll have to just draw around this because it's obviously on Windows. And then I'll put the link in. So you're looking, I would reckon, for something like that. But I don't know where that would be on Fusion because I've not used Fusion for years. I do the let's pay them an obscene amount of money for a subscription thing, which is most unlike me, I know. But I do. So let's get rid of that. Ooh. You can send anyone in the UK an Excel spreadsheet that will sort your tax returns out. Oh, Pete. I do hate doing mine. I do. I hate it. Pete watched Mike's sessions on Lambda. I was going to ask, if you save the sheet as a template, will all subsequent sheets have the same Lambda function? You would think so, but it's Microsoft. That was one of the limitations, but I get your point of saving it as a template. I would suggest it would. I'd also think it worthwhile asking Mike. There is the equivalent of the... What are you yawning for? It was your own idea not to go out. The normal dot dot. There is a personal XLS workbooky thing. And I would wonder if it went in there, whether that would make it global or not. So definitely worth the ask. I would say if it's in a template, yes. But I don't know. Don't you have to define it each individual time you use it? It's not a VBA thing, is it? That was one of the limitations of it. But Mike is your man. He will be through on his webinar, but I don't know if he'll be in before we're out because he's booked himself on a long webinar. And the girl's not happy, are you? Because you're in here with me, with your head stuck between the fire and a bag of treats. But not your treats. No, there's a salad in there for mummy. This is the treats I'm limited to now, a salad. And there's also some hummus in there. And I offered you hummus and you didn't want it. We have, however, just got you a new collar, haven't we? Not that you broke the old one yet, but I did need to have a talk with you about why the little mother of pearl bone that was on it has got one end missing. But you'll probably tell me that was some other dog, won't you? I know you. I will make sure that Mike sees that. Maybe we should crowdsource an index. That might be an idea. What do you think? Actually, it might fit in nicely with this week's topic, which is an LMS. I was actually going to focus on courses, but is that doable? Let me have a think. Yeah, it could be. It could be. That's given me something to think about tonight, hasn't it? I'd already decided, having looked at it, because I was coming to this learning management system from the perspective of you've got to build it first and then you can put the stuff in it. And I was thinking the stuff that would go in it would be a variable amount of stuff. So it could be anything from a single blog post article or a single YouTube video to a fully fledged course like the one that Sarah's talking about, which was 300 hours. I'm sure you could qualify as a doctor in less than 300 hours, couldn't you, Pete? But 300 hours of yoga. We fit the end of that. Anyway, I digress. So she needs to track 300 hours of yoga. And I'm presuming make some kind of notes on it. And at that point, I thought, well, I do that kind of thing. The courses that I track can be up to like 30, 40 hours, but the principles are the same. And then I thought, I was only going to briefly touch that. So that I've split it into two to do the whole thing. Sober or hungover? Well, it's yoga, so probably sober. Oh. Kim is happy to crowdsource. You don't have to download any more apps. It's starting to speed up its dying process. Oh, dear. Yes, but you have got a new hard drive, so you'll be cloning soon, won't you? Have you got a full backup of it at the moment, just in case? I mean, anywhere would do. Another hard drive as a disk image would do, as long as it's backed up. I nearly went to bed last night. Well, when I say last night, small hours of this morning. And Mike had got up. So we're doing a kind of time shift thing here. And just as I was toddling off behind him, I said, oh, hang on, need to run the backup. And there he is, eyes rolling. What speciality could you do in 300 hours, Pete? Let's say sober. Mind you, it's probably going to have to be 50-50, I would think. Because, you know, if it's anything like the law, it drives you to drink. Even if you're teetotal, you think you're drinking. Hello, Anthony. How are you doing? Have you got snow? Nobody's got snow. I like snow. I want to hear all about snow and nobody's got any snow. It's not good. Do you know, we used to do, what do we call it? Professional ongoing something or other. I can't remember. Had a stupid name. And you had to go to recognised courses. And the Law Society graded them with points. And then over the course of a year, you needed X number of continuing professional education points. God, these things were bad. It was like, and here's my PowerPoint. And you're like, oh, did your three-year-old do it for you? But one I went on was, I don't know what I was thinking. I think it was wills and probate accountancy. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, wills and probate, but accountancy. So at the end of it, to prove that we could do it, they gave you like a takeaway exam. And it was, you had to basically create a set of accounts for this will. Well, thank God the woman in the room next to me at where I worked at the time, she was a nurse. And because we specialised in medical malpractice, we did have qualified nurses on staff and they would read the notes and tell you, you know. Shall I move that out of your way? There we go. Is that better? Yes, Mummy. They would read the notes and tell us if that was normal or if there was something missing or what to look for. And she was in the next room to me. Don't chummer. And thank God her husband was an accountant. So it was back in the day where the only way to get something, this was like 1994, they didn't have email, but they did have a fax at home. So I had to borrow a fax from Mike's company to fax through my attempt at this thing. And then he sent back some comments, which enabled me to finish it off. Oh, happy days. Not. What use, really, what use is accountancy and wills and probate to somebody who was hot at medical malpractice? Absolutely useless. I mean, reading medical notes and doing medical research, which was what I actually did for a living, might have helped. But that wasn't part of the syllabus, so I couldn't do it. Oh, you get revalidation. Dull as hell. That's the problem. It is so bad. But, you know, I think of that as being they get criticised because at one point lawyers didn't get requalified at all. There was no need for any of that. So once you started practice, that was it. But the lawyers were so bone idle that they didn't research like new cases that totally changed the principles. So then they rolled out this continuing professional education. And the problem with that was companies then sprung up like mushrooms to provide it. It was shocking. And you're sending in work for them to say yes or no. Well, it's in their interest to say no if you think about it, but not too many times, because that would mean you'd have to go back and do it again. But you had to pay for this as well. And I know nurses have to pay every year, don't they, to join their union or something. There is an ongoing cost and they complain about it. But I wish you could see the price of continuing professional education in the law. Each one could be £500 and you might have to go on like 10. It was ridiculous, particularly considering it actually didn't qualify you for anything. And it was so dire. And you had to take time off work to do it. And to add insult to injury, the nearest one to me was Nottingham. Now, as the crow flies, Nottingham's not that far. But unfortunately, the Peak District in between the two means you're probably wiser, because there's snow up there in August. You're probably wiser to go on the motorway, and that makes it a heck of a long journey. I remember going, I think it was basically nearly all the day, I think we could have been even a 2-day thing. But I said to my mum, do you fancy coming with me?
Shut up! What are you doing? You're interrupting. You're saying hello to everybody. Behave yourself. Behave. Yes, you.
You silly girl. Wait, come on. What was I saying? Yeah, so she went shopping in Nottingham for 2 days.
Yes, I know. What are you doing with that leg?
Bam pot. She's not pleased now. Oh, and you have to do it as well, and it's expensive. It is ludicrously difficult. You know, you're juggling. Like, yeah, how can you book yourself on it when you've got, like, an open case and you've been warned that you will be... They'll find you court time any time in the next 3 weeks. And you dare not double book it, or they will be on at you. It is difficult to fit in. It's expensive to do. It's utterly ridiculous, but you've got to do it. So what can you do? So Kim's got 3 backups, 2 of the hard drive, 1 of the documents, 12 days. The 12-day countdown for the COVID cave. Is that before or after your anniversary? It's before, isn't it? It's before an entire year. Well, it'll be simple enough when it comes out. It's really simple. All you need to do is plug it in, run carbon copy cloner. Once you've got a clone of it, you go into your system preferences, tell it you want to boot to that, and you're done. And then probably leave the internal one alone. Most of my internal ones have actually died. So, you know, whether you leave them or not, it wasn't really a choice. You pretty much had to. I remember fixing one and it was all the first aid stuff. And it said, right, you're done. Then I started installing stuff and I thought, oh, it's picked up. It's fine. Gets everything installed. Took like 4 hours and then it decided it was gone. Oh, fun and games, fun and games. I don't know why I don't do that from day one, you know, and just use the internal one as a backup. You've decided you're going to sit down now, have you? I know you want to go out, but you can't go out yet because Daddy's not finished, has he? Why don't you lie down? Why don't you give me a treat, Mummy? Well, there is that, isn't there? Shall I get a treat out of the secret drawer? She's showing me the whites of her eyes. That means yes. Right, 2 seconds while I get the treat. Let's get the treat, Lola. There we go. There's the treat drawer. Right, what's in here? What's in there? Oh. Right, not that one. No, let me get them. There we go. Would you look at that? It's a dentist stick. You want a dentist stick, don't you? Right, up we get. Come on. Up, 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 up. I can't move the chair and roll over your tail, can I? Come on, move your tail. Where have you got it? Right, excellent. There we go. Good girl. She disappeared behind my chair with that now. That was a red dentist stick and she likes dentist sticks. Oh, she's moved again. She's over near Mike's chair now. But she is eating the dentist stick, so that's what's wrong with her. Hasn't had enough treats. Oh, no, I'm thinking now, you know, when I get a new Mac, you know, you do set it up because you're thinking it's going to be faster. But they just never seem to last. Of the Macs I've got here, let's do a divvy. The one that's on the desk is obviously under Apple Care for 3 years. So that one is working fine at the moment. The one behind me is the one that was on my desk. And although the hard drive is working, the entire machine just starts spinning the fans for no particular reason. So at a minimum, I think I would need to clone that and then nuke the drive. But it is actually working at the moment. So that's 1-1. Then there's the one in the bedroom. One of them is working. One of them is not. Then there's the one downstairs. That's not working. So I think out of the iMacs that I've got, I think there's 6 iMacs and 4 of them, the hard drives are broken. Now, some of them are fairly old, like a 2012. But even so, it seems to be the problem that they just don't last. I never had that problem with PCs. So I don't know whether with them being iMacs, they are in essence laptop parts. Whereas if you think about PCs, they are big hulking parts for like gaming machines. That's why I seriously, seriously contemplated a gaming machine. I want to go the Simon way. I want a Hackintosh, really. I want something that's a Mac, but that the hardware's better. And don't mention Bin 2.0, because I don't like the look of that. And it's just horrifically expensive. I'd rather have an iMac, a new iMac every 3 years, which is pretty much what I do. Because once it's out of Apple Care, yes, you could get it fixed, but you would need to find a local company that can fix them. I wouldn't particularly worry whether they were Apple approved or not. But the thing is, there's certain things that will never work again if you have it fixed. And it doesn't matter whether it's somebody who's Apple approved or not. Because even the Apple approved repair agents using official parts from Apple, if they fix your phone, it will tell you on the screen, if you replace the screen because it's cracked, with an official Apple part from an official Apple repair agent, it will tell you when you turn the phone on, it's not an official part. Because they want you to take it back to them for fixing. One, that will cost you a lot more. And two, they don't fix things so far back. So there's a very young cutoff to things that they will actually fix. Your Mac is a 2013. There you go. So my 2012's got one on the back. My 2011's got one on the back. I do have a 2009, I think, 24-inch iMac, the one with the black plastic back, which is spawn of the devil. It was a pain in the backside from day one. It finally gave up the ghost, and I was so peeved because what I used this machine for years, and I mean 2009, I replaced it in 2010. That's how bad it was. From 2010 until about 3 years ago, it just sat there. And yes, I would do things with it, like recording stuff, because that didn't particularly matter, you know. So the audio recording, it was fine with. Video recording, a little bit less, but, you know, audio recording, it was fine. The one other thing I would do with it is use it as the crash test dummy for new installations of OSs every year. And it gave up the ghost just before this last OS that it could support. And I knew, you know, you were going to come to a point where it wasn't going to be able to cope. It definitely wasn't going to be able to cope. But it died before that, unfortunately. So that 2009 one, if you ever had a 2009 one with a black back, you have my sincere sympathies. It was a pain in the backside on every level. What other duff ones have I had? There was one where two things went wrong with it, but I think that one was the same as Graham's. I think it was a 2011. And both Graham and Jane had this model. I think Graham's was okay, but Jane's went first. And the screen, when you look at an iMac, is actually powered by two screens behind it. So the panels, half the panel is powered by a cable on the right, and the other half of the panel is powered by the one on the left. And it was a fault, and it was a known fault. The little tiny cable attached to the screen just melted over time. If you put your hand on the right part of the Mac, which was the lower left or lower right corner, and you just squeezed it. Now, obviously, it's aluminium, but you squeeze it. The screen would spring back to life. So it was a connection issue. It would have been really simple to fix it. Really simple. But you couldn't get in. So what some people did was they took the glass out the front and they shoved a piece of cardboard into the gap. So it pushed this connection together to make it tighter, and it worked. So I carried on with this machine with half of it dark. I mean, it wasn't black, but it was dark. Jane was in Australia and she got an engineer to her house and they fixed it. And I thought, that won't be the tale here. And no, it wouldn't have been. They would have wanted you to send the thing off for repair. And I was like, I can't do it. Not yet. And I kept putting it off. So obviously the screen was going darker and darker. But my logic was, if I send it back and it ends up like a repair like last time, it'll be a nightmare. Plus the fact, if I send it off and get that repaired and it's got 6 months left on its Apple care and something else goes wrong, then I'm going to be without it while I send it back for that. So I thought, I'm going to wait, and I won't send it back until it's on the cusp with its Apple care. It's got 2 or 3 days left on its Apple care. That was a wise move, because about a week before the Apple care went, the hard drive did. So at that point, it had no hard drive on it either. So then I rang them up and then sorted it all out. So it came back. That was the one that was the nightmare. It came back and it wasn't right. So it had to go back. Then it came back again and it still wasn't right. I had to go back again. By this stage, they'd made that much of a mess with it. It was all scratched on the leg. So then I complained about that. Then they decided they'd send me a new one, and you would think that would be the end of it. But no, I got this brand new one from Apple, and there was a dead pixel on it, which was part of the issue when they sent it back. They returned it with like 30 dead pixels. You could see it. It was like a kind of glitter effect on the screen. But you wanted to clean it, but no amount of cleaning would get rid of this. So I think if you're an average punter, you'd probably have had to have stuck with it. But I'd got this camera, digital camera, that I could take close-up pictures of. So I took close-up pictures of the screen and all the damage to the screen. And I didn't have a leg to stand on. And Apple were orchestrating this as well at this point. So I then get back onto them. So then they had to send me another one. This was the one that arrived about 3 days before Mum died. And she was still there. You know, she could barely speak about anything. Barely speak at all. But she was saying, "Is the computer all right?" And I'm like, "It's fine, Mum. It's absolutely fine." I wish you could have seen the hall. Thank God she couldn't see the hall. There was three of them out there, all in various stages of being returned for one thing and another. When another one would turn up, you know, with three district nurses in tow. And so that was the one that I said, "Can we just leave this till the new year? Because I haven't got the bandwidth right now." And the other thing that they had to do, they replaced it with a brand new one. And it had, that one came with an SSD, which the one that went back didn't have an SSD. And they gave me an external Apple DVD because the other one had an internal Apple DVD. The good news with that was that can still be upgraded to Biggles. Whereas because the one that went back for repair was a 2011 model, that would have been dead a good couple of years ago. You wouldn't have been able to upgrade that years ago. So it does make a difference when you actually purchase it. But if you hang on till the death on your repair and then they stuff it up, then if you're very lucky, you can get a brand new Mac out of it. That's happened 3 times here. But it does show you how bad the repairs are, doesn't it? That it ends up they have to give you a new Mac. Oh, Pete's taken the plunge, but we must talk about it quietly. Don't tell Mrs. Pete. Just imagine, though, how much time it's going to save you, Pete. We'll tell Mrs. Pete that. I did do Alfred, and I did do a big, long extravaganza on the Alfred workflows. So let me go in there and see if I can find it. Let's see if the system works. Let's try Alfred. And I think it would be Alfred Workflows. It's having a ponder. It's a problem with Notion. It's slow. Will you stop cleaning your paws? There's nothing wrong with them. Either that or she's having a dabble with the carpet, one or the other. Show production. Could it be that one? I've got more than one here. Let's have a look at both of them. There you go. Right, what are you? After hour 63. Right. We did how to change case, which I use all the time. We did the shorten thing for Bitly. So I talked about that. So workflows and scripts were covered in... Have you got yourself a pen? After hours 27, 28 and 63. And I've made notes here. So the one in 63 said covered in 63... in response to Paul Conaway's request, he wanted a reason to buy the power pack. There you go. So that's exactly what you need. So 27, 28 and 63. And what's the other one here? This was 27. Lola. If it takes another treat to stop you chewing something here. Don't tell your father. I'll tell him I ate one. Lola, come on. Oh, look at that. Yes, it's Daddy's cables, isn't it? You're chewing your balm pot. Do you not want to eat it now? Oh, she's in a mood. Girly dogs don't half get in moods. Mayo was just a bundle of fun all the time. He was like a mad teen forever. Yes, it looks like I did a two-week extravaganza about workflows. 27, 28, 63. Put those down. You can tell Mrs. Pete it's a number to the safe. A dead pixel drive you mad. I did have one with a dead pixel and they did swap that. But what annoyed me about this was the one I had was fine. The one I sent back for repair, obviously the screen was dark, but the screen, which would actually have the dead pixels on it, did not need replacing. What needed to happen was the solder on the joint needed to be tweaked. That was it. There was nothing wrong with the panel it went in with, but Apple don't play around. They just swap the part. So they swapped the screen and I ended up then with one that wasn't half black like the first one was. But it had dead pixels. And I'm talking like a fistful of them, not just one. I think my eyesight's that bad now. I probably wouldn't notice a dead pixel. Not if I was on top of it. But back then, it would just glitter at you all the time. And it was so annoying. I thought in the end, when they'd sent me the second one from Apple, there was no chance. And I got on the phone and I said, look, this has got dead pixels. What is wrong with you guys? You know, can you not find one that doesn't have dead pixels? And that was when the third one came and then it was OK. It was OK at that point. We all heaved a sigh of relief. But that is quite common, dead pixels. Very, very common. I did have one on a monitor that came from Amazon and I told them that there was a fault with it and I sent that back and got another one. Another one was, I think I kept one. I think it was something to do with, I said, this has got a dead pixel on it. You know, it's not right. And they sent me another one and said, just keep it. She's like, OK, I don't mind if there's a dead pixel if I'm not paying for it. But if I'm paying for it, then I don't want a dead pixel on it. There you go. I do believe Mike has just finished his webinar. So we'll hang around and answer Pete's question about the lamb banana, the super lamb banana, because Mike's going to want to talk about the super lamb banana. Now, you're thinking she wanted the toilet, aren't you? But look where she is.
Hello.
She's had two dental sticks. Have you, girl? Two dental sticks. Good girl. Pete's got a question for you. Lambda.
Yeah?
If you created a lambda and saved it to a template, would that mean you wouldn't have to redefine the lambda in a document based on that template? You might want to pull the microphone down rather than ponder into mid-air.
I guess so, but I can tell you on Friday.
What he means is he'll have to check that out a bit.
I'll have to Google it.
I would have thought so, but I said, do you not have to define the lambda in every iteration, every time you use the lambda function? It's not VBA that's saved into a file, is it?
No. No, but if it's in a template, I'll check it.
Well, if it's in a template and you're putting figures in, then that would work. But if you just want it there, so you've got a template, but the only reason for having the template is to have the lambda in it, then actually you'd be better off with Typinator.
Yeah.
Typinator would enable you... Oh, did you have Typinator, Pete? Or does the wallet need to come out again? Typinator, Text Expander, anything like that. That would enable you to define the Lambda function globally, in effect, and then put it into any Excel file that you're working with. So I sometimes do that. If you have like a special function formula or even a block that you populate, so say like a tax return or a VAT return, where you're putting in, now mine's a template for that, but if there's something where you're putting in a list of expenses, then you could put that in a text expander of some description and that would solve the problem. That would work brilliantly if you were using Google Sheets, because Google Sheets doesn't have... Well, you can make templates, but it's all tricky.
He's getting into his Excel now, Pete.
Oh, he's got all his notes on Excel. He has. He has, absolutely. And he spent money today.
I know, but don't tell Mrs. Pete.
Don't tell... No, we'll Annie. Whispering. Don't tell Mrs.
Don't tell Pete. Annie.
It's Emma.
I know it's Emma.
That's what we'll do. We'll say it's Annie, and then she won't believe it's
her. No, because then you'll get the other Pete in trouble.
That's true. That would be terrible because he hasn't spent money. Right, we'll give you a definite on that on Friday when we've had a look at it. Is she being good or is
she's
she
being good?
Oh, really? Can you put all that stuff back in the drawer before she eats it? I had to make a because you were training, and I had to dive and get something quick. So I did, and it was dentistic, so she was very happy. And she wolfed it down. So maybe she's a bit on the peckish side.
She could be.
Do you reckon? Mike's getting down on the floor with her now.
Hello.
Have you done a session on drafts yet? No, Pete, but good news with that is I've at least started researching it. Main issue I've got with doing that is my stuff that's already in it. It could do with having a demo mode like 1Password has, where you can just flick into a different mode. But yes, I have started having a look at it. You could do it with that if you wanted to and have it there as a library. That would work. I tend not to. I tend to use that primarily as it was intended, which is for starting text that goes somewhere else. Like the time, this was many moons ago, I was using Twinkle. You're wondering, aren't you? It was a Twitter client. And I'm typing away on this thing, and Mike went over a bump because we were driving. Well, Mike was driving, and Mike went over a bump, and I inadvertently pressed send.
We went mental.
And I went mental with it. So after that, once I'd got drafts, and Mike was like, I don't see the point of drafts. Don't understand this. Why would you need this? And then I explained, didn't I?
Yeah.
That you put your text in there and you send it somewhere. Now, my problem is when I've sent it wherever it's going, I don't tend to delete it, and I probably should.
Which reminds me.
What?
It's Wednesday.
Oh, it's theme Wednesday.
What do I put in drafts?
And you put it in there, do you?
Yeah, in case I make a typo in WhatsApp, which I did once, didn't I?
So now, drafts does save relationships.
And then I had to delete it from WhatsApp and Kath had already seen it.
Yes. Wasn't it the wrong theme?
It was the wrong theme.
It was about as bad as you could get. Oh. Right, Mike will give you a definitive on if Lambda works in templates on Friday. We're going to reveal the theme. Shall we tell Kim first?
Go on.
We'll tell Kim, don't tell Kath that you knew. There'll be big trouble. Right, what is the theme?
Well, how can you tell Kim if you don't know? Yes.
Yes, I'm right. The circus and fairgrounds. So lots of fun to be had with that one. I've actually found quite a few, to be honest. Oh, Anthony uses drafts. Has it on his Apple Watch for taking odd notes, though Siri's not as accurate as she could be. I think I would do that more if I'd left the house in the last year. But when I was leaving the house, I did do that. And the great thing of it is, of course, you can dictate it. And then when you stop in the car, you can just send it because it's there on all your devices. It is very, very good. I only had a syncing issue once, and it was when I was transferring between machines. And I think the one I was leaving was getting very upset that I was leaving. So I think it could have been that. But yes, drafts is very good. I will look at that, Pete, once I've worked out how to get everything out of it. And more importantly, how to get everything back in it. What was that?
Don't know.
She's been making odd noises like that.
Well, she's okay.
Right, well, we're going to head off. Good grief, it's Thursday tomorrow. How does this happen? I have no idea. But now he's here, I'll pass on the what you said, Pete. And we'll sort it out for Friday. But for the moment, it's good night from me.
And it's good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.